والصفاء والصلاة والسلام على أشهد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best is blessing of Allah ta'ala be upon his own beloved Nabi our leader, the Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been the instruction of our Amir, my sinful self, to give a few words of encouragement and inspiration to our brothers who are sitting in itikaf. So inshallah, I will keep you up and you all very good at your ibadat. But we have to fulfill our command given to us by our Amir. Based on that, inshallah, whatever Allah puts in my heart. Special friends and brothers, alhamdulillah, first question we ask ourselves is that, why are we here this year? Why are we here in this place? Why others are not here? Why are we not somewhere else? Why are we here in this blessed and Mubarak month of Ramadan? If you look at your past Ramadans, alhamdulillah, and myself also, we were stuck here routine in our homes, now masjid, everything is doing normally. We've broken away from that and to be here. Many of us have set an itikaf in our masajid. And alhamdulillah, we must have fulfilled the requirements thereof. But now, as a starting point, let us just get some consciousness about the importance of our being here. And until and unless we don't realize that, we will just have visited Palestine and went back. But if we ask ourselves why Allah Ta'ala chose us to be here, inshallah, it will make our mind run and then we'll give due importance and value to our presence here. And there's nothing greater than this. If you go away from here, more better people, more valuable people. Alhamdulillah, we know the very famous hadith of Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu. When Ramadan started, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered all the Sahaba and he told them that the month of Ramadan has come. And he mentally psyched them up and prepared them for this great event. That the reward of deeds is multiplied. A nafil becomes a farah, the farah becomes 70 fara'is. It is a month of sabr, it is a month of sympathy. It is a month in which you should make a lot of la ilaha illallah, etc. All those things have been mentioned. Feeding a fasting person, also a month where we must learn to control our temper and so forth. But look at that hadith, it is a hadith wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is spelling out a spiritual reformation, purification program for us. That's what it is. So if you understand that, then we know that this month is not just another month that we fasting. We fast instead of one hadith, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if people exactly knew what the value of the month of Ramadan is, they would have wished Ramadan must remain the whole year. Are we waiting, you know, when Shaban comes, hey, let's hope we can just get one more 30th. And when Ramadan is coming to the end, we just hope we can get over the 29 days. We're like waiting, you know, for the shortest Ramadan. That is because we haven't made further, we haven't understood the appreciation to the value of this particular month. So my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here in the month of Ramadan. The last 10 days have begun. Tonight is another odd night, inshallah. And if we have lost and we have not realized the value of being here, you know, recognize the value of being here, we have been truly great loss. Alhamdulillah, we will have a notch, a feather in our cap. I went to Masjid al-Aqsa, I made a shikaf there in 2016, alhamdulillah. But have we really recognized the value of being here? So, and in a speaking of recognition, it is one hadith of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi has quoted it. And he says that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your sunnah? And the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned among the 17 things, he says, Al-ma'arifatu ra'simali. That ma'arifa, recognizing, recognition is my capital. Recognition is my capital. Let me just tell you, if you can understand this one sentence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person recognizes the value of things, then that will form the capital for him to build up on. And you and I know we are in business in various ways. You can't do anything without capital. But once you've got capital, and alhamdulillah, you know how you can grow your business, how you can boost it up, and how you can generate profit and do whatever else has to be done. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that recognition. So we need to recognize the greatness of this place. We need to recognize the greatness of the month. We need to recognize the value of this month. And we have to recognize our own value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, we don't get that. We don't know what capital we got. And when you know what capital we got, inshallah, we will not let a single moment, a minute pass by here. Speaking of that, you know, just to give you an example, you know, once a person visited somebody, and these people were living in an area where they used to do hunting in a certain place there. Now what was happening there was that this fellow used to hunt geese. And many times when he used to bring these geese after he used to shoot them, when they used to clean them out, they used to find small, small stones. Now you know these beach birds, when they are eating and they peck, many times they do eat stones also. They found the stones very beautiful. So they used to take the stones, wash it and collect it in a bottle, and they used to leave it on the mantelpiece there. That's what they used to do with stones. Sometimes they shouldn't worry, they should just throw it away also. It was too dirty, they shouldn't bother. And over a period of time, they collected a lot of stones, mashallah. And one day a person came from England to visit them. And this guy was a diamond dealer. He was the guy who was involved in diamond. He said, "What are all these stones here on your mantelpiece in a bottle?" The guy said, "No, I'm going to go hunting now in there. You know, I shoot these geese. And we find, they look nice, these stones. So we just wash them and put them there." He said, "You know what you got here? These are raw diamonds. Where are you doing this?" So they explained. In the space. So when they were going to find out, obviously it became a big story. The government, they put landmines there. Nobody can get it. It's a real story. Nobody can go put their feet there because now they just realized that there are diamonds soon. If you go to Namibia, there's an area in Namibia also, as it's called Skeleton Coast or something. Yeah, the whole thing is just landmine. It's a diamond field there. But nobody can go and look for. So now these people realize they had a whole bottle of diamonds. Until now, they say, "We threw a couple of them also away." And the other, they're just collecting like nice, beautiful stones. Now they came to realize, right, this is diamonds, this is what we had. So now they gave the whole thing a different perspective. They didn't leave those stones just there. Now what you want with diamonds? You want to put them up there on a mantelpiece in a whole bottle. Huh? Recognition, that's very, very important. As a doctor, you know, used to operate, he was a brain surgeon, mashallah. I met a brain surgeon yesterday. So he was a brain surgeon, but he was like those doctors that till I don't get the full fees paid, I will not carry out the operation. So they used to tell him, you know, "Okay, so and so needs a brain operation. Can you come up to the theater?" They say, "All the fees are settled," and then they say, "Yeah, everything is settled." Then he used to go up. So one day they told him, "You know what, there's a very, very serious case here. Please, can you come?" They say, "A small boy, please. Can you please come?" He said, "Fees paid." He said, "No, fees are not paid." He said, "I'm not coming. Make arrangements for all the fees to be paid, all the authorization." And that's discovery got all those authorization stories. When the money is paid, then he was like, "You say, please, doctor, this is no time for it. This guy is on a threat between life and death, man." He says, "No, money is not paid. No money, no coming." And so finally, he was waiting there, and his wife sent a message. She phoned him. She said, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm in the hospital." She said, "You hurt? Tell me what happened. Our son just met in a very bad accident. And this is in one of the hospitals. And he's seriously hurt." And he says, "Our son." He says, "Yes." Then he just realized. When he went running down, the son was just now crossing over onto the other side. He just passed away. And the doctor started crying and screaming. I say, "This, I knew this was my son. If I had recognized, what would I have not done to save? I would have given everything to save my son's life." And so, once he came to recognize it was his son, he was prepared to give everything. And when he did not recognize his son, he couldn't be bothered. The same first example I give is, those people recognize those are diamonds. They realize now, you know, not all want to go and hunt there, all want to go and crawl there and look for some diamonds. So my respected friends and brothers, coming back to here, we are in Masjid Al-Aqsa. The virtues of this particular place are manifold. We have been reading up, we've been told over the years, we've heard so many bayans, mashallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the deeds that are performed here are multiplied by 500, whereas in Makkah Mukarramah it's 100,000, mashallah. And over and above that, in Ramadan, the deeds are multiplied manifold. And then when we are doing things here, in terms of, you know, doing things with Jamaat, it's again multiplied by 27. We are musafirin, we undertook an extra journey, extra difficulty, and really to come into here is not easy. All of us had the experience, I was talking to Maulana here also now, when you enter from Tel Aviv, when you enter from Jordan, how much technique they give you. But all of that, inshallah, gives us a great amount of reward, it adds value to our deeds. So what we are saying is, alhamdulillah, we are here, and let us recognize the value of this place. Let us recognize the value of each of us. Do we know what qualities Allah Ta'ala has put in us and what potential we have got? Let us set a program and let us make sure that we don't let the time go to waste.
You don't let it happen like those people who put their diamonds in a bottle there, sitting around wasting time talking, doing this and doing that. And finally when you go away, and one day Allah Ta'ala shows that what we acquired in relation to what we could have acquired, then the time that the regret will be too late to regret. So my respected friends and brothers, tonight is also one of the odd nights, and each one must set his own program. We won't have much collective programs. We'll give each one to take up, each one to operate at his own pace, and to try and make maximum tilawat of the Quran, inshallah, maximum. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Ramadan is Shahrul Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically revealed the Quran al-Karim in the month of Ramadan, because Ramadan and Quran go hand in hand. And the nur that we will get by making tilawat of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, we will not get out of the month of Ramadan. So read excessive Quran, make a lot of tilawat. If we are, mashallah, listening to the Taraweeh, we come back here also. Set aside, I have to make sure I make so many paras. Not that I'm going to read for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, no. I have to make so much of Quran and do it with love and do it with a passion, alhamdulillah. And in this way, mashallah, we will then spend our time correctly. And you know, one thing I think I mentioned the first night also, that when we are sitting as groups and the possibility exists, you know, we all start trolling each other with our own life story, we don't have a making of ship. We might just lose the essence of the place and the essence of month of Ramadan. This is a masjid. Those of us who are making itikaf there, it's Marwani Masjid. We call it Musalla, but it's a masjid. Keeping in mind that while we are there, we don't do something that we are throwing away the diamonds. I tell you a story. Some people are throwing away the things, the keys, they didn't realize. So we don't want to throw our diamonds away. Encourage each other towards making excessive tilawat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four things that you do in this month. One is excessive recitation of La ilaha illallah. Other one is a lot of istighfar. And other one, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and ask Him to save you from Jahannam. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed these four wazifas for us for the month of Ramadan, then my brothers, it is a sure effective winner. We will definitely get what we want. So inshallah, we will try and do this thing. And if the Amir instructs us for future talks, then we might give some other nasihat, inshallah, the other ulama. Tomorrow is going away tomorrow. It's great treasury to hit us while we are here today. Alhamdulillah, Al-Mullah came and he's going away tomorrow. So I just said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just came here from Mecca and then he went for Mi'raj. Allah is going to Mecca. Inshallah, Jazakumullah. We'll have somebody give him a talk, inshallah.